Good morning. My guest this morning is Nina Arbor from St. Joseph Health Hospital Services. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, patient care and grief support volunteer training. That's what we're going to be talking about today. You are starting a program and having volunteers come in. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So every fall, we train volunteers to go into the homes to assist patients and families through the dying process, as well as to offer grief support to people who come forward asking for those type of services from our organization.
What is this training like?
The training, I like to say that it's a life training. I think it's about who are we as individuals, what are our feelings, our thoughts, our beliefs, our value systems around life, really. We say it's about death and dying and loss, and I would venture to say that it's more about life.
So the person who volunteers, they come in starting Monday, September 18th.
Yes,
And go through till the beginning of November.
Yes.
On Mondays.
On Mondays, yes.
And 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon.
Absolutely.
Each Monday.
Yes,
Okay, that's not so bad. What is that, 6 or 7 Mondays?
Yeah, it's a total of 9 weeks. There's a Saturday session in between. But what really begins to happen for people is that as we get into training, we're talking about serving other people. But really, what we're really talking about is who are we as human beings, and how is it that we can accompany people through these times of life?
I see on your press release here, this is a provocative sentence, I think. It says, you will learn about hospice philosophy, family dynamics, communication, and listening.
Yes.
Can you give us a little idea of what that is exactly?
Yes. I think that when we talk about hospice work, hospice volunteering, it's about developing a way of being present for individuals. And in order to be present to what is happening, we have to listen. And it's not a skill that many of us know how to do naturally. I think that oftentimes at the end of life, patients want to tell stories about who they've been and what perhaps their ideas are about what's happening to them. And in order to be fully present, we need to listen to those stories and learn from them, apply whatever we can to those moments we have in life.
I think also for the volunteer, it's not just giving, it's also receiving.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I've done enough volunteer work with people who are at the end of their lives.
Yes.
That I've come out of it a better person as a result.
Absolutely. It clearly is a shared experience. It is a gift. It is a privilege to be with people.
Once you are certified, how often does hospice services call on you?
I usually say if somebody has 1 to 4 hours on a weekly basis to give, that would be well within the guidelines. We usually ask people to follow a patient and family or a grief client one at a time, more if they can do so. But it's a flexible commitment to the people that we serve.
Uh-huh.
We encourage you to take breaks in between the volunteering. Really important to have a life outside of hospice as well.
Yes, right. Yeah. And it's the sort of thing that can really suck you in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nina, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about this terrific training.
Thank you, Roland.
And let's remind people, this is patient care and grief support volunteer training for hospice. All about hospice philosophy, family dynamics, communication, and most importantly, listening, starting on Monday, September 18th. For information, here's a telephone number, 568-1694. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.